This is an audio excerpt from the Lunar Nodes training course of Soul Sign Astrology. This and other audios are available at soulsignastrology.com.
Self-essence and self-identity are terms that are synonyms with, respectively, the soul and the identity. Self-essence and self-identity, what that does is it connects both of them to the sense of self. But one is a subjective sense of self, and one is a radically objective sense of self. The subjective sense of self is, of course, our identity. If I ask you your name and you answer me with your name, that is your identity speaking. But if I ask you your name and there's no part in you that can answer that question because you're not identified with being a man or a woman, with being an American or a French person, with being an earthling or a Venusian person, then it might be that you can answer me from the essence place, the self-essence place. But suffice to say that the self-essence is soul and self-identity is our notion of identity. So what is the identity? The identity is five things. And if you're not familiar with this, I encourage you to write these down and sort of commit these to memory. Your identity is every possible way that you have to know yourself. Number one, it is your physical body. For isn't that a perfect way to know yourself? Look down at your body and say, yep, that's my body. And thus you come to know yourself. This is a classic Aries or Taurus sort of teaching or lesson. Then there is the persona, how you project yourself outwards and your whole relationship with the outer environment, which might sort of be seen like maybe like a Gemini and maybe a bit like Leo in a way. And then there is the psychology and the whole body-mind relationship that you carry through your life. That is, who you tell yourself you are, what you tell yourself it's good or bad for you to do, what you tell yourself you're supposed to be doing, all of those things, as well as all of the hidden, unconscious, subconscious stuff. Your story. This is what I call the body-mind intelligence or the psychosomatic intelligence. This would be more like, of course, Cancer and to a lesser degree, Virgo. Okay? So we have physical body, right? We have persona. We have your ego also, the very deeply subconscious structure deep within you that the nodal axis describes the evolution of. Or at least the intended evolution of, on the birth chart. We have your psychosomatic intelligence, and finally we have your karma. So karma is seen at the level of identity. So to be clear here, that it is my perspective that if you are addressing your own South Node issues, or someone else's, let's say a client of yours, what you are addressing there is their karmic identity or their karmic ego or their karmic patterns that made them who they were in the quote past lives, unquote. This is not at the level of soul, at the level of identity. It's just that it's really buried. Let me share with you something that I've seen time and time again from working with people from a nodal perspective. By reassigning the responsibility or the domain of our karmic patterns to the identity and not to the soul, it gives us a greater ability to own it and thus get to know it, contact it, inhabit it, and then transform it. By relegating our karmic patterns instead to the soul, which most of the New Age has done, and a lot of the astrology has done too, what it does is it brings in this implication that it's not in our power to change. It's our soul. So by bringing karmic pattern, or the whole karmic dilemma, into the level of ourselves that we're carrying around in our bodies, in our minds, day to day, it brings the dialogue or the conversation back to where it should be, which is deeper into the place of our own self-responsibility. This is one, I think, of the most important legacies of the way that we work with the nodes in SoulSign that I think will last a longer time. I think as we go on, you're going to see more and more astrology systems and other systems, self-help systems, diagnostic systems, healing systems, are going to be evolving. And as they do, we're all going to be converging on the same kind of paradigm. It certainly already happened to me. As a practitioner of the astrological arts and the healing arts in specific modalities, some forms of shamanism, some forms of alchemical work, I have continually gained much insight from the simple fact that I'm speaking the same language as, for example, depth psychologists, or esoteric energy healers, or philosophers, or neuroscientists, or cardiovascular surgeons, or yoga teachers, etc. We're all speaking the same language, and as you learn this nodal language, you will find yourself in the same company. You will be seeking out others who are coming into these deep understandings of how human growth really happens, not in our heads, not on paper, not in a book, and not through some idealism, but how it actually occurs in strong, loudly internal places inside of us. Okay. So let's go into the South Node. Again, this whole class is about framing the nodes for the rest of the course, when we will, for example, first take the nodes around the wheel of consciousness. So, the South Node is karmic identity, karmic ego, as the book describes. I'm not going to, obviously, reiterate the book here. There's no need for that. But there are some additional points I can make. The South Node is who we unconsciously remember ourselves to be. It's who we unconsciously, well, what does that mean? Unconsciously remember. Well, as you dig deeply, you will find that that may be a very resonant phrase for you, the unconscious memory. It's just like in relationships of all kinds, intimate and platonic. We get together with someone, and one of the things that usually happens is this subconscious, unacknowledged agreement that we're not going to touch on certain subjects. We're not going to go into certain places. Well, it's the same thing with ourselves. I mean, how can we do it with other people if we're not already doing it with ourselves and we're obviously getting some benefit from it? So the South Node is that karmic ego. And for this reason, guys, I really encourage you to sit and dream and think about and contemplate the simple fact that your karmic ego is deeper than your current life ego. What does that mean, deeper? It means that it is the very psychosomatic framing device for your current life ego. So if you have an ego in the current life, that is the moon, in Leo, so internally you like to feel yourself stroked, adored, loved, made beautiful by others. Totally appropriate, totally natural. Likes to feel yourself creative, never boring, fun, playful, vibrant, radiant. And you have a South Node in Pisces. Then what you're going to find is, as you do your inner work for healing, transformation in this life, that the Pisces karmic patterns are actually underlying any of the Leonian issues you may be carrying around in your life. So if Leo is all about the self, the glorification of the self to maximum realization in a positive way, then the Pisces is about the abnegation of the self, the reduction of the emphasis on self as creator, but rather consciousness itself as the most important thing, the universe. consciousness itself rather than its expressions. And the Pisces South Node, of course, tends to see everything as one, everything interrelated, and wants to feel that. But yet this Leo wants to individuate as her or his own shining being, radiant being. There will be naturally issues about that for you. You will fear doing that Leo ego piece. But that's what your chart says you're supposed to do. You're supposed to initially in your life root in the Leonian egoic reality. But the Pisces is underlying it. So you'll only go so far into your Leo development. Or you'll go so far and then it will warp. It will distort. It will become twisted in some way. And it won't be an appropriate, balanced, and aligned expression of a Leo ego. Because it will be framed, it will be influenced, it will be shaped, if you will, by the South Node in Pisces. So you'll want to come out and then you'll want to include everyone. Or you'll probably what will happen is you will be carrying around a deep-seated fear of your own visibility, your own success. You will mildly dislike yourself, or stronger, for your desire for attention, until you realize that, wait a minute, this doesn't work for me. I need to do these things. Mm-hmm. Okay, here I go. Hopefully. Now, this isn't so easy. So, for those on the call who are wanting to participate in the full training, whether tonight or listening to this audio later, your assignment, should you choose to accept it, is to examine that relationship for you. Look at the South Node as the context for your ego in this life. Look at the Moon as the content of your ego in this life, the actual ego structure that your identity is built on. And see what you see. Write it out. Do a little bit of role-playing. Dialogue it. If you're into movies or songwriting, make up a song, make up a script about, you know, my South Node and Moon went on a date, and here's what happened. Now, if they're an aspect, you can certainly bring in the aspect, such as a square, sextile, any aspect that you work with. But they don't have to be. If they're in no aspect, simply rely on the sign relationship between the two.
For a complete list of astrology downloads, books, CDs, and more resources for your astrological education, visit the online store at soulsignastrology.com.